It's time for a crypto corner, and we want to take a look at Ethereum today because this has really been an outperformer over the last several weeks, adding to gains today. You can see it up nearly 9%, breaking above 3,500, hitting the highest level that we have seen in more than 3 months. So let's bring in Ollie Leach. He's CoinDesk's Learn editor for a little bit more on some of this excitement that we've been seeing in Ethereum. And I guess, Ollie, just from your perspective, what do you think is behind this renewed optimism? Because I was taking a look at the chart, it's up 44%. In the past month alone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've just seen it break out of that 24-day range between the $3,000 and $3,300 levels. And like you said, you know, it's testing levels, you know, $3,800 level. We haven't seen that since May. So yeah, at the moment, we've got to look back at last month. Ethereum recently completed its London hard fork. This is like a non-backward compatible upgrade that introduced a number of new features. The big one being this introduction of a base fee to kind of make gas prices more predictable. And it's also going to start burning and sort of tapering a lot of Ethereum's supply growth. And we've already seen $570 million worth of ETH has been burned since the hard fork activated. It's about 43% has been cut from its net supply growth. So, you know, it's had a huge effect. Obviously, the demand for Ethereum is rising, but its supply is now starting to be cut back a little bit. And I think this is what's driving a lot of that.
Hey, Ollie, it's Brian Chung here. I want to ask you about Bitcoin. The trend's been a little bit different on that front, but we have seen some sort of, you know, level around 48,000 recently. What do you think the next steps are for the big crypto there?
Yeah, we're still waiting to see it punch through that 50 psychological $50,000 mark. And, you know, like we're seeing now, that a lot of that interest that used to be in Bitcoin is now all in Ethereum right now. DeFi and NFTs are really starting to push now. We're seeing DeFi now, over $92 billion worth of crypto assets are locked away in its protocols, and NFTs are now starting to boom, have their second wave. We talked about a few weeks ago, this GameFi, this kind of new sector that's emerging, is really starting to take a lot of interest away from Bitcoin. It's now starting to really push that towards these decentralized application platforms, and Ethereum is one of the leading ones in that space.
Ollie, just in terms of some of the headwinds that could potentially be faced here with crypto more broadly speaking, we've talked about regulations in the past. For the most part, it seems like investors in crypto have been able to brush off major concerns there. Do you think that that's something that's going to continue to be the case, or will that we see that, I guess, weigh on prices potentially here in the future?
Yeah, it seems to be a trend now that investors in general just don't seem to be fazed by a lot of the market movements that we used to get sort of moved by. And we saw that China announced the mining hack, obviously, that the mining clampdown, sorry, and that started to see prices. But then, you know, other things like the infrastructure bill, for example, in America didn't seem to affect us at all. And in fact, prices, you know, have stabilized. We haven't seen a massive move down, particularly on Bitcoin, Ethereum, and, you know, other things is doing really, really well. Who knows? It seems like regulation now is something that we're not really fazed by, especially in the West, potentially in China. Obviously, there seems to be a bit more in that way. Who knows? You know, it's a really interesting space. We seem to be pushed now more by social media, by hype. It seems to be driven by, you know, a lot of things that are happening, influencer levels, you know, like Elon Musk and things like that, that seem to be really driving the market more right now.
Ollie, you mentioned just earlier that DeFi and NFTs, all those things may be taking attention away from Bitcoin. But that's kind of interesting to me. Do you think it's kind of a zero-sum game now in the crypto space where people who are moving assets from one crypto to another are kind of switching as opposed to new entrants into the crypto space, where at one time it was like anything that was tangentially crypto was good for all of the crypto asset classes?
Yeah, and I mean, that's still true, right? So whenever the Bitcoin does well, it usually lifts the rest of the market. But we see a lot of these sort of cycles are going on in the crypto space, and this has been going on for a number of years. You'll see Bitcoin rise while altcoins will usually take a bit of a backseat. And then we'll see this kind of flippening where altcoins and will really lead the rally and Ethereum will be in that mix. But now with DeFi and NFTs, it's such a big part of the space now that we're seeing, you know, when these parts start to do really, really well, we're seeing Bitcoin start to drop. And then obviously when we have things like the B-Word conference and Jack Dorsey and Cathie Wood, as you just mentioned, you know, all these guys getting together, you know, that really lifted the markets and that starts to push Bitcoin again. But now we're still waiting for something, you know, something else now to push Bitcoin forward. We had MicroStrategy is buying up Bitcoin, but that story seems to not be pushing the market like it used to. So we're now waiting to see, you know, is another company, another big company going to add it to its balance sheet? ETFs are obviously a big thing that will potentially drive the price of Bitcoin once we get one, if and when we see one approved in the US. But, you know, the NFT space, the DeFi space, there's so many new updates coming out right now. You know, we've seen Solana and Cardano about to join the space. There's a lot of news driving that altcoin cycle right now, and I think this will probably extend a little bit longer until something comes along to push Bitcoin.
Ali, you mentioned the fact that we could potentially see Bitcoin ETFs here approved in the U.S. I guess from your research and from what you've read and the experts that you have talked to, I guess, how big of an opportunity is this potentially for investors?
I think it's massive. You know, we've already seen the ETFs launch in Canada and how well they've done. And it's just, if we can have that again in America, it will give American investors, institutional investors, a huge amount of exposure to Bitcoin. And these will potentially be physically settled, you know, ETFs, so that when an investor purchases a share of that ETF, the fund will actually go out and buy Bitcoin. So it's kind of an indirect exposure, but they'll actually have it on their balance sheet. So yeah, a huge amount. And I think everyone's really waiting for that adoption to kick in. And it's been so, we've been waiting for so long now. I think that will just really lift the market as and when we have one. There's potentially talk of this Bitcoin futures ETFs, and we're starting to see those now. So who knows? Maybe that's a predecessor to this. We'll have to wait and see how that goes.